I'm at Lambeau Field with former Packers tight end Rich McGeorge. How's it feel to be home?
Oh, gosh, it feels great to be back around Green Bay.
You were a first-round pick in 1970 by the Packers from a small school, Elon. What was it like coming to the epicenter of professional football at that time from a small college school?
Well, obviously, it was a dream come true to have the opportunity to play in the National Football League and also for the elite team of the of that time, which was the Green Bay Packers. And I was very blessed and very, very honored to be selected in the first round from a small school. And it felt like I came from a relatively small hometown, Roanoke, Virginia. I went to a small school, and I came to Green Bay, which kind of fit my my resume a little bit as far as feeling comfortable here with the fans and obviously with my teammates and the coaches that I had the chance to play for.
Was your career fulfilling?
Well, you can never say it's fulfilling because we didn't win the big one. So, but it was quite enjoyable. And again, with teammates and memories of those games that we did end up on the W side. But they were far and few between at times back then. And so fulfilled, yes, I was fulfilled of being a Green Bay Packer.
If you could change one thing, what would it be?
Oh, gosh, if I'd taken better care of myself back then, even though, you know, the training is so much different today. And I've coached for almost 30 years after my playing days. And the young men today, they're in that weight room. They're taking care of their bodies. And you have to play at this level today.
What was the biggest game of your career?
Oh, gosh, you know, again, there's a lot of big games that were for me at the time. But I think most memorable was Packers versus the Cowboys in 1975. And we were 0-4, and we went to Dallas. And the Cowboys were heavy favorites. And we beat them straight up, 19-17. And I was fortunate to have caught the winning touchdown pass from John Hadle at that time. So. And that was Bart Starr's first win as a head coach.
What if you were a tight end in today's game? Would you be JerMichael Finley, or would you be the old-fashioned inline type?
Oh, I don't think there's probably a place for that inline type anymore. I'd like to be one of those that was featured.
Could you have done it?
Oh, I definitely think I could have done it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was the game then, and the game today is a lot different.
Mike McCarthy loves tight ends.
I know he does. I like Mike McCarthy too.
What if you had played for him?
Oh, Jay, I can only just imagine and just dream if that would have happened. But the coaches I played for also were very good. And I was blessed to have who I had. I first started playing for Phil Bingston as a rookie, and then Dan Devine, and then Bart Starr for the last 4 years.
Finally, Rich, you had a liver transplant a year and a half ago. Would you talk to us about it, please?
Well, I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful at this time in my life to have something like that to happen to me, and to know that there was someone willing to donate a liver. I'm so blessed to have a second chance and encourage donors all across the country to give a second chance to people that are in need of an organ transplant.